Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading. And overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today I'm going first with the one and only Katie Duckett. And we are talking about our kitchens because Katie loves to be in her kitchen. Me, not so much. So I thought, what better time than heading into the fall when we're all going to have to be spending different kinds of time in our kitchen? It's usually when we're wanting to have a little bit different kinds of meals as things are cooling down. You have to be a little bit more strategic of how you're cooking because everybody's on the go all the time. All that kind of thing, and just wanting to make it overall a more pleasant experience. And Katie is so good at doing that. She could take almost anything under the sun and make it beautiful and lovely and, dare I say, enjoyable. And so I thought she was the perfect gal to bring in here and talk about kind of revitalizing how we see our kitchens, how we utilize our kitchens this fall. But before we get there, I'm going to give you guys a little CTA, a little call to action. If you don't know what that is, we usually place them at the beginning and the end of every episode of the podcast. And there is something that I would love for you to do, and that is come over and sign up for my newsletter at mackenziecoppa.substack.com. And we are introducing something new with the newsletter this fall. We are going to have two newsletters a week. One is sort of a quick review of the kinds of content that have come out with the Live Well Anyway platform over that week. But on Sundays, we are going to be releasing a Planning Sundays newsletter. So this newsletter is going to give you tips and encouragement for getting your week planned, different ideas, things you might want to think about, different things that I'm planning for the week, links to my meal planning, and all kinds of different tools that we are going to be setting you up with every week to help you get a better handle on planning for the week ahead and not getting so overwhelmed by everything that is happening in life. Being able to get that jump start on your week and making sure that you have thought through things before they just roll in on Monday and you kind of get hit with all of it. And then also, I just want to mention that if you are wanting to take your planning to a whole different level, if you are feeling overwhelmed by life and you want to cut out the noise, get your priorities straight, and make an actionable plan moving forward, then you're going to want to come and join us in the September cohort. I would love to have you there. We still have spots open. It will be starting next week. So if you want to get in there, you think, okay, this is the perfect timing. My kids are back to school. Now I will have the time to focus and really get us set up better. We talk a lot about self-care, planning for your personality, planning for your family's personalities, communicating with your family, really going over all the different things that you have on your plate and figuring out what's the most important and how do you actually get those things done. Plus, you've got the encouragement and the accountability of being in these small cohorts of other ladies who are going through the exact same process. It is so powerful and so much fun, dare I say. So I would love to get to know you and come alongside you and help you with that process. We have an entire curriculum put together that you will walk through every step of the way as I guide you via video every day, live video that you can tune into, and you can also watch the replays. It's a very flexible course to get you more where you want to be. So if you want to join that, then come over to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort. I really want to get to know you and your planning troubles and help you figure out your time so that the rest of this fall can be a smoother experience for you and you can just enjoy your life more. Feel like you are living well anyway and taking care of yourself in the midst of all of the chaos. So go to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort. There are limited spots available, so get over there and join as soon as you can. We would love to have you in the cohort starting next week. All right, without further ado, let's dive into this episode where Katie and I talk all about our kitchens. Welcome back, Katie.
Hello.
It's been a little while.
I know. Has it been like since the beginning of summer?
I think so. Yeah. And you've been all over the country and you guys have been busy.
Yeah. It seems like it.
Yeah. There's just been a lot going on, but you're finally back and buckling settled. Down. Yeah. Getting ready for fall.
Oh yeah.
And we had actually talked, we'd had the idea about this episode a couple months ago, and, but we knew it would be better to have like as a back to school episode. And there were some things that you were wanting to kind of try out and get figured out so that you could really have some commentary on them. And as my go-to kitchen lady, you're the one that I wanted to have on. And I made kind of no bones about it at the end of last week's episode. I was like, I don't like the kitchen, but Katie does. So you're going to help me and other ladies not hate their kitchen so much this fall.
Yeah, I would just say I do love my kitchen. I do love baking. I love cooking. But now that it's also a job, because I'm like baking from my kitchen to sell,
yeah,
I don't love, it feels more like work, you know, like yeah. It doesn't feel like, oh, what am I going to make today? Usually I have an agenda. So yeah. When it comes to cooking for my family, I really do have to think outside the box to make it enticing and fun, because it's lost its luster a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it now feels a little bit heavier and more like work. So
yeah. And also I think probably for you, it compounds with your boys being in sports and needing just the vast quantities of food that they require, which is also exhausting.
It is. I mean, it's a full-time job to really feed them in this stage of their life.
Yeah.
They're eating so much and they want to eat very intentionally. They don't want a lot of excessive carbs, or they really want to eat healthfully. They're trying to build muscle and get stronger. And so it really feels like a full-time job, but I do have some hacks and I have some things that have really helped me like enjoy that time. I've moved into that four side of my personality.
Yeah.
How can I like make this a whole thing, make it a little bit more feel special so that I want to get in there. So I think that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, right? Some of those little.
Yeah. Ways to not make it feel so daunting and burdensome, and even some little hacks to even help ourselves to eat better. And I think that's something that both of us have been working on and developing ways to just like help ourselves out. So what are some, jump right in. What are some of your things?
Okay. Well, first I would say your kitchen, no matter what it's like right now, it probably needs a good deep clean. I know mine.
Yeah.
And when it's clean, I just feel better about it. You know, no matter what it is, even if it's one of my children, I just feel like if I really scrub you clean, your nails, fix your hair, I love you more.
Oh, it's sort of true. Yeah.
I want to hug him more. I want to kiss him more. Like there's some little magic to it. So I always start there, no matter what it is, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Let's give you just a quick little spruce up. So in something in that process, when you put your hands on it and you clean it, like you just are closer to it. You know, you have owned a part of it again. So yeah. I felt that way with my counters.
Yeah.
I have to pull everything out and it doesn't take long. I mean, it feels like, oh, this is a job. This is a job. I'm going to put it off for months because it really only matters to me. But really, I'm talking 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, everything.
Well, and I will say for all my kitchen reluctance, I've been kind of letting things go for a little while. I don't know. It's been a little stressful around here, but like this past weekend, I got down and dirty in the kitchen. I cleaned everything. I removed stuff off my counters that just really didn't need to be there, which just, I feel like the less there is on my counters, the more I feel like I can breathe in my kitchen.
Yeah, the visual.
And yeah. So like the more that I can put away. And so I did that. And now that it's at that level, it's so much more motivating to keep it clean. And like when I dirty a dish, I'm rinsing it and putting it right in the dishwasher. Whereas when there's stuff all over the counters, it's so much easier for me to be like, I'm just going to throw it in the sink. I'm not going to worry about it right now. We'll do the dishes every couple of days. But when it's in that, like, oh, I've really put in the effort and it's clean state, it feels like so much more motivating to stay on top of and keep it there.
Absolutely. There is some kind of mental trick you can do.
Yeah.
Get yourself to have your heart invested more in the kitchen. And for me, that's my number one, is get it clean. Get it.
Yeah.
Not like I'm going to take 6 hours and I'm going to reorganize every cupboard and every drawer. Not that, because then it is a huge task and it could take days, and it really distracts you from what you need to do, which is to make yourself feel like you want to be in there and make it functional. And the deep cleaning, that can come later. You could tackle that, you know, for an hour every Friday for the next 6 weeks until that's all done. But I'm just talking about counters, crumbs, scrub the sink behind that sink area where dish soap and stuff collect, and just the edges in the corners, get it nice and spruced up. Then I treat myself to really nice and matching hand soap, dish soap, spray. Like, I like them to coordinate and look pretty. Mm-hmm. I got myself a new scrub brush. I just updated it, got rid of the old one. It's funny what those little things do.
Yeah.
For the way you approach the space. If it's all old and tired, and you kind of approach it that way. But if it's all spruced up, that's just a simple thing that can really make a difference. So start there.
And especially like seasonally, I think as far as just even the dish soap and cleaner and hand soap goes, I mean, I think we're both big fans of Mrs. Meyers. And I love when they come out with all their fall scents, and it just is like that turning over of the seasons. I mean, we've talked about that. You have your back to school candle that you only do on the, you know, first day of school or whatever. And so it's one of those things where it's just like, okay, I'm really signifying that we're starting a new season. Something is changing. And it's just, I don't know. It feels a little indulgent and special. And just like a nice, such a small touch that you can do to really make sort of a big difference.
Yes. And for the life of him, my husband does not understand why, if my pumpkin Mrs. Meyers set is not out by the time I need to bring in the Iowa spruce, that I will take the pumpkin and I'll put it in the cabinet.
Yep.
He does not understand this. He's like, why don't you just finish it? And I'm like, no, I've got to the next season, how it has to be done. So for the sake of my marriage, I no longer save those 3-quarter bottles for the next season. I just get rid of them and I spend the $15 to buy the fresh, because he can't have those things stored and I can't move into that next season. It's wasteful.
So
I'm not advocating, but it's necessary for our
Since I have my own house, I'm totally able to keep those things. I mean, I am the person who, like, when the kids are like, this tube of toothpaste is done, I'm like, no, it's not. I can squeeze the last dredges of that toothpaste out of there. Give it to me. So for now, I'm able to save those bottles from year to year. In my future, who knows? Who knows? That could be like a deal breaker for my relationship too, but we don't have to deal with that yet. There are advantages to us having our own homes.
There it is. But find what works. But I think having the attached correct scents for that season, I love that. I love that. I have to have that. It makes me want to do the dishes, which anything that makes you want to do the dishes is absolutely worth whatever it takes to get in there, you know.
Sometimes I'll even get myself like some cute dish gloves just to feel like, oh, I'm not going to ruin my hands. Like, they're not going to get all dry, especially in the fall and winter. And then I also get this like side benefit of getting to make fun of my teenager, because he will totally wear the dish gloves, even if they're like floral. And that's just, I just get a real kick out of that.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, so this episode is all about enjoying your kitchen more and having those little things in your kitchen that make your life a little bit easier and make you enjoy the process without just totally loathing it. And one thing that I have done in my kitchen this year that has made a huge difference for me, you've probably heard me talk about it before, is having my caraway pans. You guys, my word. These make such a difference because not only do they work amazing, nothing sticks to these puppies. I can cook huge quantities of food in my saute pan. I absolutely love it. But even more than it just functioning amazingly and being this great heavy duty pan that I just know is good quality, I also love that it's non-toxic. This is something that is really important to me. I try to biohack and have as many clean things in our house as I possibly can. And I knew that cooking our food was a big part of that, but I found it hard to find pans that I thought were going to work well and be non-toxic. And then Caraway came along and they answered all of my prayers. They are so good. They have both a non-toxic cookware and bakeware collection, so you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. They come in all kinds of beautiful colors, which I love as well. They're very modern for your kitchen, so they look lovely. I have the cream color. It is chef's kiss beautiful. And I also love that they've thought of the storage aspect of the cookware. So every set comes equipped with easy access storage solutions so that no stacking is required and you're never going to misplace a lid again. So let me just review that for you, what I'm talking about here. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenwares in both cookware and bakeware sets are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound will leach into your healthy ingredients. Plus, they're slick as ever, and you don't even have to add any extra oil or butter or anything if you don't want to, or like me, you can go ahead and add those things anyway, just because you're a little indulgent, but not because you need to, because these surfaces don't stick to anything. They're just so good. You're absolutely going to love it. You can join over 25,000 people who have raved about their Caraway kitchen for yourself by visiting carawayhome.com/livewell to take advantage of my limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
That's really cute. Protect the hands.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an Echo show in my kitchen and that really helps because I can watch a show or catch up on a show. And now I saw that they have Echo show earbuds. So I like that idea. If I'm going to be doing dishes or something like that, I could be watching my own thing because our kitchen's open to the living room.
Yeah.
So I couldn't typically override what's going on in the living room, but it would be nice to kind of have your own private.
Well, that's what I normally do. I have like a little ledge behind my sink and I just prop my phone or my iPad up right there and I wear my AirPods and yeah. I get to have my own viewing experience. I can watch almost whatever I want to and nobody's the wiser.
And that's just a nice little trick. You know, back in the day, I remember my parents had like this little tiny TV.
Yeah.
And this is like that next generation, but same idea. Like it's kind of your adult time and it's after dinner. It's, you know, it's your time. But I would say the same for even making dinner. So for making dinner, I have a little bit of a different, I like music. When I'm doing dishes, I like a show. So, I mean, but those are things I can kind of look forward to like, oh, it's my time. I can enjoy this. So I decorated a little bit the kitchen just for myself. I got a very pretty bamboo, cookbook stand and, it like, it's a display quality one. It's not like your little black kind of chintzy one that, you know, you put something heavy on it and it'll continuously flop over. It's not that.
Yeah.
It holds itself in its position and it has, two little like iron arms that come out. Mm-hmm. And they hold the book open to that page. I really like it. It's an attractive little piece. And then I got a cookbook that I committed that I would use pretty much exclusively through the summer to get to know it, to enjoy it. The visuals are very pretty, so I could open it to that day's dinner and have it sort of displayed all day. And it's just been kind of a fun little thing that maybe nobody else cares about whatsoever, but I really like. I like that it's almost artful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty and I have to change it daily. I've got to, you know, update what we're having and So I kind of have like that connection to the kitchen and dinner. No matter what else I'm baking or doing in there, I kind of get that scene set for dinner.
Okay, now hold on about this cookbook. It's Half Baked Harvest, new cookbook, right?
Yes.
And you have been cooking through this all summer, you said. So how many of the recipes have you made?
Oh, a good number. I have been gone quite a bit this summer too, which
True. Which I
yeah.
don't have the cookbook, but I almost every time we try a new recipe, it's from her website. And I typically check her weekly email of what she's making that
Yeah.
week or focusing on that week or whatever. And we try new stuff all the time. Some are wins, some aren't. I don't think there's been anything that Nick and I haven't liked. Sometimes the kids are in or out, but we pretty much like, almost everything that we make of hers.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with her, she does a lot of like fresh herb heavy, garden fresh types of meals, very hearty. Like she makes her own pasta and then the sauce. So you could buy the pasta and make the sauce, or you can kind of do the whole thing. But I really like her approach to food. It's just really good with seasoning balance. And
Yeah.
so I appreciate her. And she's not diet specific. In fact, she's kind of anti-diet specific. She
Yeah.
eat real food and throw in chocolate cake once in a while. And so she's got some good balance.
Yeah.
She's in Colorado, and I feel like that comes through. It's a very wholesome approach. And she's got brothers who are very athletic. One of them was in the Olympics. So, I mean, they're big eaters. She needs to
Yeah.
feed hearty, men, which I feel like I have a bazillion of those. So I just feel like it kind of works for this season of my life. And the pictures are beautiful. So that kind
Yeah.
of helps. That if I
She
had a
knows how to stage a food photo. I mean, you can just go to her Instagram and it is gorgeous. And she's got great videos on her Instagram too, like
Yeah.
really quick reels where she'll show you kind of how she puts together a recipe. And I just think she does a really good job all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah, I've really appreciated. I feel like I can turn the page and sort of trust it's going to taste good. It's going to satisfy hungry eaters. It's going to be creative. It's going to have a surprise like spice or herb that I wouldn't have thought of, but then it magnifies something else in the dish. She's so good at that. So I've really enjoyed her kind of getting to know all the different things that she's baked and cooked in the last couple of years. And so it's been a good little experiment. And sometimes, like, I have a whole bunch of cookbooks I might pick from, but it's been nice to focus and
Yeah.
like just gonna do this one and really get to know these. And then maybe I'll move on to a different one. But it's simplified the process rather than, okay, which cookbook was this in? What page was it on? Let me find it. And more often than not, I'm running stuff off of my phone. I'm looking.
Yeah.
But it's been sort of nice to just have a hard copy, sort of old school feeling. But also it takes the, I don't know, the mental energy out of, okay, where did I find that? Let me pull it up. And then, your phone blacks out after 5 minutes. You have to reopen it. Where am I? It's like
Yeah.
it's some of that, it works, it's kind of what we're used to, but it is nice to just have it be lovely and there and heavy. I like
Yeah.
it.
And then when you've got it in your beautiful cookbook stand, then it's like kind of
Yeah.
that extra step. And it probably takes up less space on your counter when it's in the stand and all that
Yeah.
kind of thing.
Yep. And it's always out. It's just sort of it's a piece of things in my kitchen, and I think it's an attractive addition.
Yeah. I love that. And I love her recipes. Now, of course, I use the online versions a lot and I load them into Plan to Eat, which I love because that helps me with my shopping list and all that kind of thing. But I think that, I mean, like you're saying, I think it's helped since I've had my iPad. I can keep that open longer to a recipe, but sometimes I just want the recipe out. I don't want to have to mess with getting into my device.
Well,
And
and the ads that pop up, and like there's
yeah.
so much noise on, I feel like, on a website anymore, or on if you're just trying to, if you don't print it off, which I mean, that defeats the purpose of
Yeah.
the paper and all of that that comes with it. If you're just trying to look at something, these ads pop up and there's the ads are in motion. And, you know, like just sometimes it's just too much. It's been nice to simplify needing my phone less for those kind of things and just holding it.
Yeah. And a pretty, you just can't get away from a pretty cookbook. There's just something about them.
Yeah. Charming. Very charming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you got another big thing for your kitchen, or should we start with the sheet pans first? Should we go there first? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
This is something that you were talking about, I think, this spring. And my mom has also talked about before, but you are a big fan of a quarter sheet pan.
I am. I think I have 12 half sheets because I do so much cookie baking, and I also really need to keep those isolated for just cookies and different. So my whole approach to the way I used to bake to how I need to bake now, it has completely shifted. So for instance, I used to just pull out a baking sheet, a half baking sheet, and do whatever. I would roast asparagus on it, or I might, you know, make cookies or whatever, a roast chicken, anything. But now I really want to preserve. I have good ones. I have ones that are old that I could use for anything. But it's become a little bit more complex. So I got myself these quarter sheet pans by USA Bake.
I think it's USA Pans.
USA Pans. I just really prefer them almost hands down to any other one. I love the perforated, or what do you call that? That has the...
It's like, it's bumpy, corrugated.
Corrugated.
Sort of. Yeah.
For airflow, I really like it, but I just, it's made with a lot of details. It's made well. The corners are sharp. I really like the pans. They clean up really well. They're heavy. I appreciate them. So I have two quarter sheet pans, and then I got parchment paper that fits the quarter sheet pan. And it's just a smooth operation. If I'm doing vegetables or I'm doing something that's not baking or cooking related, I just grab those. And so I just like their size. They're kind of cute.
Yeah. And
if I need two, I need two, but usually I can just use one, especially if I'm just roasting vegetables or something for my husband and I, and you know, the kids are eating something different. It's just a nice, cute little size. And it's done a lot for me to just want to roast or want to use the oven other than just, you know, what I primarily use the oven for. I didn't want to use the oven anymore. Like, I'm kind of done, but this has made it active again. Like, oh, it's just a little one. And it's funny how just adjusting that size makes it seem like it's less of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is, but it works.
Yeah. It's like somehow you can throw chicken nuggets in the oven instead of in the microwave, and it doesn't feel like as big of a deal.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It does something. So a lot of these things are probably A, unnecessary, and B, somewhat frivolous, but also there's something to it emotionally that gets me in the kitchen and doing what I need to do. So, it's worth that step of, is this really necessary? It is really necessary for me because I do have to make my family dinner and I want to enjoy the process.
Yeah. It's so much nicer when you come out of dinner, not frazzled and frustrated. And like it really does, when we can make these little shifts, it's even like, I feel like the soap and, you know, the hand soap and the dish soap, when it can change your whole feeling about doing the dishes, not maybe entirely, but it can help. I think those little things that we can do to give ourselves a mental boost, especially as it's getting colder and busier and things can just be stressful. I think wherever we can get those little mental wins by doing just something small like that, we have to take them.
Absolutely. And I just have sort of committed to trying to make the kitchen and the laundry room my happy places. Like, what do I need to make those a really almost a haven? And whatever I need to make it a haven is entirely worth it.
Yeah.
It benefits my family long term that I want to be there doing those things.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. ladies, you probably know that I love makeup. I love skincare. I love looking my best and feeling my best. But I also like companies who I know I can trust, who aren't putting a bunch of junk in their products that I have to worry about putting on my skin. And that is just one of the many reasons that I love Thrive Cosmetics. They are a high-performance beauty and skincare brand with clean, skin-loving ingredients. No parabens, sulfates, phthalates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And because they have Cause in their name, they also help support amazing causes through their Bigger Than Beauty initiative, which you can go to their website to read all about over 300 different organizations that they partner with to help support women through numerous different causes. But let me just tell you about some of my very favorite products from Thrive, because I literally use them every day. I have to have extras on hand because I never want to run out. I love their Brilliant Eye Brightener Sticks. Their Infinity Waterproof Eyeliner is my hands down favorite eyeliner. It's so smooth. It stays forever. It's awesome. But my number one makeup thing from them that I literally can't live without, I wear it every single day, is their Liquid Lash Extensions mascara. The big thing for me is I hate having raccoon eyes when I am washing off mascara. I love a tubing mascara, and that is exactly what Liquid Lash Extensions is. It's a best-selling product. It has more than 20,000 five-star reviews, and I love it because not only does it come off super cleanly, but it's an ultra-lengthening, eye-opening mascara that lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. It's just so good. I absolutely love it. I also, every single day, use their Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream. I use it morning and evening. It instantly lifts, tightens, and brightens the skin around my eyes with line-smoothing hydration, which I absolutely love, but it also helps me ward off puffiness and reduces dark circles. It's just so good. It fights stress, which I have a lot of in my life, and I can use all the help I can get, and Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream does just that. You guys, there are so many amazing products that Thrive has. They're constantly coming out with new and innovative makeup and skincare products that I know you're going to love. So now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. You can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/livewell. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/livewell for 15% off your first order. Okay, ladies, I want to take a little bit of a break to tell you about a new company that I'm working with that I am very excited about because it's like a fashion brand, but it also has really amazing sustainable products, which is awesome to put the two things together. So it is Bedstu. I recently got a lovely purse and a pair of sandals. They are both leather and they are absolutely gorgeous. But let me just tell you a little bit about what makes Bedstu different. So for over 25 years, each Bedstu piece has been handcrafted with an eco-conscious mind, using recycled, renewable, organic, and reused materials, all while reducing waste. Their philosophy is simple: to create quality products that are made to last using only the most natural ingredients, making them better for you, their workers, and the planet. Each Bedstu piece begins with only the highest quality clean leathers. Rather than using harsh chemicals such as chrome or formaldehyde to preserve the leather, like most leathers are, their leathers are prepared using natural tannins such as tree bark and leaves, in turn reducing the amount of waste and chemicals in their water runoff. They believe in the four R's for the planet instead of the three: recycle, reduce, reuse, and renewable. They're a family-owned company. Their shoes are handmade in that true cobbler craftsmanship fashion. And to top it off, their products are just absolutely beautiful. There are so many different selections. I absolutely love the bag that I got from them. It's my new work bag. You'll see it on Instagram. I absolutely think it's just gorgeous and so roomy and beautiful. The leather is so soft. And I also love my sandals, which you will also be able to see on Instagram. But if you want to go check them out and you would like to get something from Bedstu, you can use the discount code LWA20 for 20% off. So go check out Bedstu at BEDSTU.com. Use that code LWA20 for 20% off and get yourself something nice that's also good for the planet. So hold on. We're gonna take a jaunt to the left for a second. You make your laundry room a haven as well? How?
Oh, this cannot be a surprise. You know, years ago when we painted it, do you remember what color I painted it?
Oh, I know you did, but I can't remember now.
It's pink. It's a pink. It's in the pink family. Loud. It's not hot pink. It's a soothing pink to me. But okay. I mean, we're very top heavy with men in my family.
Yes.
And I did not choose a color that would work for everybody. I chose a color that I liked, that I knew I'd want to go in there and would enjoy and feel kind of enlivened and like it's a haven. And I would push that, and all the other areas of my house, I want it to work for all of us, but there are some places that it just needs to work for me. I have pink, like you were saying, the dish gloves and hot pads. My apron it coordinates and it's very pretty. Those things help me. Now, when my boys have to pull something out of the oven and they use the pink hot pad, that's fine. Like they don't care. But if it makes a difference to me, then it makes a difference. And it needs to be, it just needs to be something that I can enjoy. So my laundry room is the same way. I have it organized the way that I want. I have often fresh flowers in there.
You do?
Of course. Yeah. I want myself to want to go in there. And I have a door. I can close the door. It's a very small room, by the way. It is.
Yeah.
So small, and my dryer and my washer stack. So that helps. That takes up a little bit of room. And then I have a counter with a shelf underneath, and I can fit. So when we had this flood like 3 or 4 years ago, the washer exploded, it flooded, and we had to redo the laundry room. I couldn't make this space bigger, but what I could do was organize it the way that made sense to me and probably wouldn't to anybody else, but I like it. So I have a shelf to fold, and then underneath it, I can fit all 7 laundry baskets, 4 on top, 3 on the bottom. So I fold, and then I put the clothes in the laundry basket, and then it kind of streamlines it, but it's not big, but it makes sense. And it's a room I love being in. It smells good. It's clean. It's very satisfying to fold things and put them away and feel like, okay, well, this is a room I can close the door. Nobody else ever wants to go in there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I can close the door, and I know when I go back in there, it's welcoming to me personally, and I enjoy it. So yeah.
Well, anyway, kudos those to are you.
Those are two areas I think really the woman of the house should feel like it's a special place.
Yeah. I mean, any place where you're having to do the brunt of the work, I think it's helpful to have it cater to you and be a place that you dread a little less.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and that cyclical work, you know, that never ending work that can become such a frustration. Mm-hmm. If there's a way to delight in it or enjoy it, my goodness, do it.
Yeah. Well, and I even found, our laundry situation isn't ideal. We don't have a whole laundry room. We just have a laundry closet. So there's not really a place for me to fold in there or anything. Typically everything ends up coming up to my room and I have to fold everything in there. But I have found that has become a time when I can watch a show I want to watch or whatever. And for the first time, I think ever, I mean, my kids have folded off and on throughout the years, but I was going to go in there last week and be like, okay, I know this is going to take me a while, but I'm just going to get down to business and I'm going to watch my show. And then Roman walked in and he saw the pile of laundry and his eyes got huge. And he was like, do you need a little help? And there was like this moment of hesitation that I had where I was like, okay, no, the sane part of me says, yes, I need your help. And you are volunteering to help me, which is amazing. And so I'm going to take you up on that. And it's going to take half the time with him helping me. But there was this moment where I was like, but I was going to watch my show. Like, hold on. But it ended up being fine. And he was so helpful. And I was just delighted that he offered. And so
yeah,
it was fine. It's but really yeah. But there was that like, oh, but wait a minute. I'm so close to the finale of the show that I'm watching. I have since made up for that time, just so you all know. I have found lots of other ways to fit it in. Okay, so back to the kitchen though. We talked about the sheet pans and everything, but you recently got a new small appliance. And I want to hear
Yeah.
What did he, wait, what?
Scott calls it a toy. He's like, your new toy. You'll be obsessed with it for like 3 weeks and then we'll abandon it. No, I think it's going to be a good friend for a long time. I got an air fryer. It's a 10 quart. I think it's a bigger one because again, I have so many hungry people to feed.
Yeah. But
my plan with it is that because my oven is often in use, it's a nice way to be able to heat things up without using an oven. It's ready as soon as you turn it on. You don't have to wait for that preheating time. It has that's very handy. Has a whole lot of different functions. So if you're heating up pizza or like those bagel pizza bites, my kids mm-hmm. love those. Or a baked potato or beef, or there's a setting for anything. So you just push that setting and turn it on. So it's extremely user-friendly for my kids, my littler kids. With homeschooling, I mean, it's really nice. They could just make their own lunch.
Yeah. I could see this coming in really handy for us next summer when the kids are back home again, and I'm wanting them to be able to fend for themselves a lot, to just have something where it's super easy for them.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of wish, so there's two models. There's a model with a basket, like you pull it out and it has this deep basket. And then there's a model that looks a little bit more like a toaster oven with racks. Mm-hmm. And I got the one with the basket, but I'm wondering if I should have gotten the one with the racks, because I guess you could use it to use your quarter sheet pan, and you could put that in there and you could bake like 6 cookies, or like it could be a double oven option.
Or
macarons. It could just be used for macarons. I've seen people on a Facebook group I'm on use it that way. And I thought, oh shoot, I didn't even look at that version. I just looked at the basket because it seemed the easiest for my kids to use. But there are those two different versions of it. So
interesting.
You could do a lot of different things. Yeah, it could be like a toaster oven, or it can be, I guess, just more simply an air fryer, and the deep basket allows that circulation. So you're not having to, if you use it as an oven, a second oven, you wouldn't have to rotate. You wouldn't have to, it'd be more like a convection, I guess,
mm-hmm.
with the air circulation. I don't know. I haven't researched this to the depths that I'm sure I will, but for now, I really like it. I've used it every day since I've had it for one thing or another. And it's
like,
so
what
nice.
Is the stuff that you most commonly are using it for?
Well, for my own lunch, like I just throw in there whatever vegetables I have, like some broccoli or some kale or some chickpeas or whatever. And I just let it do its thing. And then it's all, you know how when you roast broccoli, it gets black and caramelized and it just changes flavor profile when you roast things. So that happens without me ever turning on the oven or ever monitoring it in any way. I have like a little avocado oil spritzer, like a little one of those, and I just spritz it a couple of times and put a little salt on it, close it, and it does its thing. And then I eat it 10 minutes later. So it's very simple to eat healthfully because you're not adding really any fats other than maybe just a bit of a healthy oil. You're letting the technology do the work. So I like that it's kind of smart like that, but I use it to reheat. Like I've reheated pizza that way. And in the microwave, you know, it makes things get soft.
Yeah.
And in the air fryer, it keeps it crispy.
Nice.
Closer to what it should be like. So without putting it on your oven. So I really have used it every day for one thing or the other. The kids have used it. They did some chicken nuggets in there and they were like, these are amazing, because they're closer to what fried food would be. So it's kind of fun.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're selling me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I really think it was a good investment. And as the school year starts, and as I don't want to be annoyed with kids when they need to eat lunch. But I really feel annoyed. Like, do you need to meet here right now? So it's kind of nice that I can have the oven and they can utilize the air fryer. I think that worked out really well for us.
Those hormones, they can really feel like they're out to get you sometimes, right? I mean, we're always dealing with them changing, whether it's PMS or premenopause or menopause or just, you know, the normal things that happen throughout the month. It can sometimes feel a little defeating to not really be able to do a whole lot about it naturally. Well, Bonafide is here to change all of that, because Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany these hormonal fluctuations that we deal with, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they provide naturally powerful remedies to safely treat these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. In fact, one of their brand new products, Sylvessa, is here to help with the effects that happen on our skin and hair. Now, you know, I really like me some good skincare. And so Sylvessa helps me to keep that supple, young glow, helps my skin to stay hydrated and my hair to stay thick and full and healthy, because they have created the first comprehensive system designed to restore and protect hair and skin affected by estrogen decline. And they do it from the inside out. You take a daily capsule and use their hair serum and their skin serum, and you will notice dramatic results. I have been using this lately. I absolutely love it. My skin feels amazing afterward. My hair feels like it's glowing. You really have got to give it a try. If you are feeling those effects towards, you know, those premenopausal symptoms, I think you're really going to like Sylvessa. But they've got products out there for all the other hormonal things that you might be dealing with. So you're going to want to check out Bonafide. They're effective, they're naturally sourced, clinically validated, they have safety and quality as their top concerns. They're recommended by over 8,300 doctors, and over 333,000 women have felt the effects and benefits of Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. There's no hormones and no prescription required. It's just real relief without the compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/livewell and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hellobonafide.com/livewell and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL to get our special offer. And for the best prices and free shipping, you're going to want to go to the hellobonafide.com/livewell website. This is a special offer just for Live Well listeners, so check it out and use the promo code Live Well today. Yeah, and it sounds like because it's quick too, it could really help out on those nights when you're really pinched for time and you're just trying to crack stuff out quickly. Yeah. That can make a big, like any of those corners that you can cut to make things definitely go a little faster.
Definitely. And doing French fries in there is like a revelation. This is what French fries is like. Bacon, I've done bacon in there, and that's so nice because the cleanup is so much easier. I would avoid bacon because of the splattering, or even if you do it in the oven, I feel like then I've got my oven smells like bacon. And if any grease got anywhere, I have to clean that before I can do cookies. So it's just a pain. But bacon in the air fryer is fantastic because it's contained. There's no splattering issue. It's just done. 10 minutes later, it's done. And then you can pour the grease out into a glass and you're done. You move on with your life. So it's made that very simple too. So I've really enjoyed it for like everything.
Yeah, that sounds... definitely. I'm putting it on my wish list.
Yeah.
On my brain dump right now.
Did I say it was super easy to clean? I don't remember.
No, you didn't.
Super easy to clean. Like so easy. Really simple.
Yeah. That's a thing for me because I will avoid kitchen appliances because I feel like, I'll just use a knife instead of getting out some like special chopper tool because I don't want all the extra work of having to clean whatever. Yep. But if it's something that I can like get that actually is more functional and easier to clean, then I'm about that all day long.
Yes. Well, and I've noticed, so one day I did bacon and I left the grease in the bottom and then I roasted potatoes and that was kind of nice because the, if I'm just doing vegetables or heating up pizza or something, you don't even have to clean it. I have these little parchment sheets that are perforated that fit exactly that basket. And I just pull that out. And put it, I mean, so really it's the cleanup is less than anything else that I use. If you're using it consistently, you know, you might have to clean it once every couple of days, Or if you do bacon or something like that that produces a lot of grease, you would want to clean it. But if it's just your basic stuff or reheating, you're not cleaning it at all.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like I need one.
Yeah, right. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is on my list. I know I'm getting one appliance for Christmas this year. My mom really spilled the beans on to my kids. And then it, of course, came out to me. Have I told you this yet?
Is it the Vitamix?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another tool that really, I feel like, streamlines, because you can make soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
From smoothies to soup to homemade aioli. And that's another thing, simple to clean, easy to clean.
Yeah.
But you can do so much in it.
It's
very versatile.
And I think, like, especially right now when I've been working on doing like this hormone detox and changing some of the way that I'm eating and trying to incorporate certain things into my diet. And I would so love right now, probably more than ever, to be able to make a smoothie in the morning where I can just like throw in all the different seeds and fiber and fruits and everything that I'm trying to get into my diet. It would be so much simpler for me if I could just turn that into a smoothie in the morning. And there've been a couple of times where my girls are like, so should we just like ask Nana if she'd give it to us like early? Like, yeah, I don't think so. I think we probably are going to have to wait for Christmas, but man, when we do have it, it's going to be really nice.
Yes. You will love it. You will love it.
Well, we haven't had a blender for 3.5 years. So it's going to be like a whole new world.
It really will. Yeah. I love how those are super easy to clean too. Like if you just put a little bit of water, hot water and a dish soap in it and turn it on, like it cleans itself. It really does the whole thing. And then you're like, done.
Yep. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it and kind of sinking my teeth into everything that that is going to do for simplifying our life, but also helping me to make healthy choices.
Yes.
I think it'll just make it easier.
Yep. So I think that's my favorite thing with the air fryer, aside from just that my kids, like June, who's 7, she made a grilled cheese in it the other day and she and it turned out beautifully. She just put the cold sandwich in there, spritzed it with the avocado oil, turned it on, and 2 minutes later, she had a perfectly done grilled cheese.
Like, oh my goodness.
She didn't have to use the stove in any way, or, you know, I wouldn't let her do that on her own. But it was cool. Like, you could do this. You could absolutely do this. So,
Really. And just for perspective, June is 7, almost 8. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she totally managed that. And, but I like that it gives me that option to have a healthy lunch without thinking it through. And that was something we're going to talk about, is like prepping lunches and stuff ahead for yourself. And last week I was out of the house 5 days. I taught this baking class and I was gone from 8:30 to 3:30 every day. So in order to get myself out of the house, I had to prep ahead the supplements, my water, the rest of my coffee that I wanted to take, my lunch. It felt like I was super high maintenance just to get all of my stuff together and out the door. And I just had this like epiphany of like, why am I, if I'm this high maintenance and I'm usually skipping all these things because, you know, you don't have time or you get busy with something else, or why don't I just take that time every morning to prep it so that, yes, it does take a little bit of time, but then it's done and I'm taking care of myself. If all it really takes is, you know, 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes of time in the morning to set myself up. Well, I do that for my kids. I do that for my husband. Why am I not doing that for myself?
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it would be an evening thing. If I was able to get it done the evening before, because mornings I'm doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I try to get as much done the night before as I can, but like as many of those things that I can prep ahead for myself, I find that when I get like my greens drink ready to go and actually in the fridge, so it's cold the next morning when I'm going to drink it.
Oh,
and even
smart.
Yeah. And getting things like even with electrolyte drinks, doing that. And I'm like, we have a new sponsor. It might even be on this episode, or maybe it was last week's Peak. they have these great electrolyte powders. I've been looking for one that wasn't high in sugar and that sort of thing. And this one does the trick. It tastes great. And so doing that and putting it in the fridge the night before, or like even getting the basics of my coffee ready to go, any of those little things that I can like shave the corners off, make it easier for myself the next day. And especially while I was going through that 4-day hormone detox, yeah, I really needed to be conscientious of what I was eating and when I was eating it, and having those things kind of pulled together in advance made it so much easier for me to actually follow through on.
Right. You like, it's just there and ready. You don't have to think about it. You just do it, rather than, oh, I should do this. Oh, it's going to take a couple minutes. I don't know if I have that time. That's the first thing to go, is the stuff that is for your own health or benefit. So
yeah,
that was just so eye-opening to me that I had 5 days in a row where I ate well, I took all my supplements, I drank my water, I did all those things. And the only difference was that I had done the groundwork for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes such a huge difference. And then also with the hydration, you got a new water bottle.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's talk about that for a second. So
I feel like bottle is underestimating what this is. I think we should refer to it as a jug.
It is so thick. But so I was reading this challenge, and it said a gallon of water a day. And I was like, you know, if nothing else, that is something I could change right now. I don't know if we've mentioned this before, but I have a knee injury. So it's changed my mobility.
Yeah.
So I can't factor in, even walking is kind of difficult right now. So I'm limited to, well, what can I do? I can adjust my diet to be making good choices. I can hydrate. I can sleep well, kind of focusing on those things. Yeah. So hydration, okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try a gallon of water a day. I'm going to do it. And so I looked on Amazon for a water bottle, you know, that gave you those encouraging sayings throughout the day. And it was cute. I was like, okay, this is great.
It's cute. Came,
you can imagine how big and heavy it is. Ginormous. And it's nothing like the picture made it. Like it was something you could hold in your hand. No, this is a baby you hold cradle in both arms. Yeah.
Yes. It's not so much cute. Cute sounds small.
Holy smokes. It is like an overwhelming commitment.
Yeah.
It's a presence wherever it is. It draws a lot of attention.
Well, and I was saying to people, because I have been trying to up my hydration as well. Not quite to a gallon a day yet, but, you know, you TMI, you pee so much, especially like before your body has gotten used to that. And I feel like it's sort of like when my plants are dried out and I go to water them. And at first it's like the water just goes
right through.
Yeah. Because it's like the soil has to remember like, oh, we should be absorbing this.
Yes.
That's what I feel like my body's doing.
Yes. Totally. Yep. It's been comical of just, it's a thing, but yeah. I really want to take this on. So yesterday I got, I was probably 3/4 of the way through, which is the closest.
Well done.
And I didn't go to the bathroom as often. And so 1 week in, and it does start, your body does start to adjust where it's a little bit, I do have to finish by like 4 or 5 PM because otherwise I'll be up all night and I do not want that. So I try to drink as much water in the morning as I can. And another thing I've noticed is I'm really not very hungry. Like I get so hungry. I'm like, I just don't know if I can put anything else in my body. Like I feel like I just want a couple bites and I move on. And so it's been good, like appetite suppressant too, or just maybe making things more normal. Instead of just the appetite I seem to have had, it's making it a little bit more leveled out.
Because you just literally can't fit it in.
Literally can't.
Oh man, that's funny.
I know. But it's been sort of a fun little journey. And because of this water bottle drawing so much attention, everybody in my family is on board. Like, where are you, mom?
Oh that's funny.
Oh, mom, you need to take this with you. <It's> not water.
That's hilarious.
You're still at the you can do it stage. And that should have been 3 hours ago.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. I know. I feel like I've really got to get it. Like I have to time it well because there's so much running around that I end up having to do for people. And I'm like, yeah. I really got to do it during those hours when I'm going to be home working, yeah. not when I'm going to be in the car. We're going to be in trouble.
Yep. I know. Yeah. I have had to do the same thing. I've had to think like, oh boy, hold off on that water.
Yeah.
An hour. I'm not going to have a bathroom.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, I know, speaking of running around, you have got to get your son to practice, and it's, you know, we're still in the thick of like all this summer craziness and also the prepping for back to school, getting people around to things as stuff is starting. So I'm going to have to let you go, but I'm so glad that you were here sharing all these like fun and lovely tips as usual.
Well, and if people have tips, if you're doing something in the kitchen or the laundry room that really works for you, would you share it?
Because yes.
I would love more. I would love more
tips. Yes. We would love, love, love to hear what you're doing to make it lovelier and more tolerable and enjoyable for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me again, Katie. You don't even know this, but I'm going to try to get you back on the show like real soon.
Oh, are you?
I am.
I think you should get your own half-baked harvest. I think we should make this a thing. I think we should,
and
the bamboo stand, and just see what kind of difference it makes. Then we can follow up and.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be half-baked harvest. I think it could be any cookbook that is appealing, but.
Yeah. Well, that one is appealing. I always am making her stuff anyway. So that's definitely on the list, and I might just have to get one of those ridiculous jugs too. So we'll
I think have to definitely see. Yes.
Yeah.
Good healthy peer pressure. Your bladder.
Yes. Yes. Right. As we're going back to school and spending all this time in the car. Thank you very much.
So get it ironed out before then, so that your bladder has a little bit more strength to it than what it will initially.
For sure. Okay, all right. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in again week after week, for sharing the podcast with your friends and your family. I so, so appreciate it. I also love when you get in touch with me over on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. It is so fun to hear from you, to hear your ideas, things that you would like to have on the show, things that you're interested in. I love having those conversations with all of you. So find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. Also, if you want to find the links to anything we've mentioned in today's episode, you can swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on, and you should be able to find those links there. You can also go to mackenziecoppa.com/podcast, where you can find all of our episodes with all of the show notes. And you can also go to mackenziecoppa.com/Amazon, click on the kitchen idea list. And we have got most of today's products listed there, so you can find them really easily. And then when you shop through Amazon to get any of those items, or really anything else that you're looking for, it doesn't even have to be something that we've linked to, you kick a little bit of love back to the show, and we so appreciate that. So go to mackenziecoppa.com/Amazon. You can find our kitchen list or do any of your other Amazon shopping, and you support Live Well Anyway in the process. All right, ladies, until next week, when Katie and I are actually going to be back again with a really fun and exciting challenge that we have coming up for the month of September. It is also the kickoff to season 3 of Live Well Anyway, and it will be our 100th episode of Live Well Anyway, which is also fun and exciting. All right, but until then, go be bold and gracious.